You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
All right, we're talking tariffs. We're talking Gary Cohn. And to do that, let's talk to Steve Moore. He's the economist at the Heritage Foundation, and he served as an economic advisor to the Trump campaign. Steve, good morning. Do you know who's going to take over for Gary Cohn? We hear our mutual friend Larry Kudlow might do it. What do you think?
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome? A regular on WMAL getting the nod. And I think he's got a real shot at this. And could there be any better than Larry Kudlow? I mean, the guy's beloved by, conservatives and even all the members of Congress. Even Democrats like Larry Kudlow. There's nobody who doesn't like him. And, he's an extremely good economist. I've worked with him, for 25 years. His economic analysis is as good as anyone's in the country. And, Trump needs him, And so I think that he's on the short list. We got to do everything we can, Vince, to help him get in that position, because I think he can really help the country.
Well, the rub, of course, is that he doesn't support these tariffs that the president supports.
I
and I know you guys wrote about it earlier this week. Tariffs are taxes, you've been saying. So what happens there? Does the president welcome somebody into that circle who doesn't agree with him on tariffs?
Well, look, when Larry Kudlow and I started working for Donald Trump, which is almost exactly 2 years ago, at our very first meeting with him, in Trump Tower, when he asked him us to be his economic advisors, we said, Donald, we don't agree with you on trade. And he just kind of said, okay, fine, we can disagree on that, but I need your help on other things. I mean, that's something I kind of respect about Donald Trump, is that he does like to get, different opinions from people. And I think, I think he needs Larry's advice. He may not agree with Donald Trump on tariffs. By the way, we do believe that, in some cases, China does deserve to be slapped with tariffs for cheating and stealing and, what they're doing in North Korea. But, there's no reason that he should be disqualified for that. I think Trump needs different voices.
So what's your sales pitch to the White House? If you're talking to them this morning, why is Larry Kudlow the best choice to replace Gary Cohn?
Because he can help pass the Trump agenda on infrastructure, on immigration, on, making the tax cuts permanent, all this stuff. And by the way, Vince, I would really make the case, without Larry Kudlow, this tax cut would not have happened. I was there with him. I saw him lobbying so hard with these members of Congress to get this done. And he helped turn around, Senator Corker and Susan Collins. He's a persuasive guy. he's hard to say no to. And so I think this may happen. It'll be a joyous occasion for the American economy if we had somebody like Larry, who's let's face it, he's a great communicator. You guys know this. You speak to him every week, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. I know you have to go. Just one quick question about the tariffs. Yeah. You've got United States Steel, Alcoa, Century Aluminum, and a couple of others announcing that they are starting to restart and expand some of their plants in anticipation of these tariffs. What happens to them if the president doesn't sign these tariffs?
So the latest on this, guys, is very simple, that Donald Trump is now saying maybe he will just tailor and target these tariffs to the bad actors, countries like Russia and China. And I think that's exactly the right position. And that's what Larry and I have been saying is, go after the bad actors. Canada and Mexico, guys, are not our adversaries. They're our closest allies. So I think that's where it's headed. And if that happens, I think the market will rally. It'll reassure people. And who knows? This story may have a happy ending.
Yeah, the president just tweeting moments ago, look forward to our 3:30 meeting today at the White House. We have to protect and build our steel and aluminum industries while at the same time showing great flexibility and cooperation towards those that are real friends and treat us fairly on both trade and the military. Steve, it looks like the president is changing
things.
Well,
you're exactly right about that. And the key is to make sure that if he does put in place these tariff policies, that he does it in a way that doesn't hurt our other industries, like our construction industries and our auto industries and, you know, Caterpillar and companies like that. So we'll see. But I'm feeling better about it today than I was a week ago.
Okay. And just last question here, and we'll let you go. Are you under consideration for any jobs in the White House right now?
Well, no, I want to stay with WML.
All right, good.
All right, guys.
You work for us? I didn't know that. All right, thanks, Steve.
He's rushing to get on a plane.
Yes, he is. Look at him click. Meanwhile, well, goodbye, Steve. So that's the read from Steve Moore. And look, I know Steve, he's passionate about Larry. He thinks Larry's the right choice. And Larry's name, by the way, has been, I mean, it's not just Steve Moore saying this. Larry's name really has been the predominant name in this conversation since the moment Gary Cohn announced his resignation, that Larry Kudlow may very well be a part of this. And take you back on the time machine a little bit. That's our time machine sound effect. You go back in time, and you remember Larry Kudlow was considered a possible pick for the Council of Economic Advisors to be the chairman. That job went to Kevin Hassett. Now, Kevin Hassett also being considered to be the president's chief economic advisor. So I was wondering yesterday, I was like, man, what if that happened? What if the White House says, okay, we drag Kevin in, he becomes the chief economic advisor, and then we bring Kudlow in and make him the chairman of the council. Anyway, we'll see. I don't know if anybody's interested in all those various positions, but it's always fun to sort of, you know, get your bingo card out and figure out where everybody's going.
It is a game that is often played in the swamp. You know, it's interesting that he said that it's okay that these plants are gearing up. And if you hadn't heard, United States Steel yesterday said they're going to fire up a blast furnace in Granite City, Illinois. They're calling back 500 workers. Century Aluminum said they're going to restart lines at a smelter in Kentucky that have been on partial operation since 2015. They're going to double their workforce there to 600. You also have Alcoa plans to reopen part of an idle smelter in southern Indiana. Nucor and Commercial Metals planning to build small mills now in Missouri and Oklahoma to supply rebar that's used to reinforce concrete. Now, here's the thing, though. Caterpillar and Harley-Davidson has said now because of the tariffs, it's going to could significantly increase their raw material costs. And also a construction equipment maker, Tarek, said, you know what? We're going to have higher costs. We're passing it on to the consumer. We are not going to absorb these costs, which I totally understand.
Look, it's very clear the president wants to do something and quickly. The details of it appear to be a little bit more flexible than we thought, say, this time last week. But it's moving along, right? So very, very rapidly to the point that we expected an announcement today because Peter Navarro told us to expect it, that at 3:30 he was going to sign these new tariffs. In fact, we told you about this earlier in the show. And then we start finding out this morning, as the show's been wearing on, that administration sources are saying, no, they're not yet ready for the tariff announcement. So there's a lot of ambiguity out there. The only thing we've gotten in the up-to-the-moment breaking news is that the president says there's a meeting at 3:30. There's a meeting. What's going to come out of that meeting? Hopefully, you know, productive conversation no matter what.
Well, the White House said yesterday that the president would sign a proclamation by the end of the week. So that leaves today and tomorrow.
Oh, that's a week's work, I guess. Yeah.
Well, maybe he does it on Saturday. The guy works all the time.
That's true.
So maybe it'll be a Saturday thing. We will keep you updated, of course. It is now 8:15.